Good evening. You know, last night we were eating dinner, and we were sitting down, and Ashley asked me, she said, have you thought about, you know, your Devo? You got in mind what you're going to do for your Devo? And I said, yeah, I got a pretty good idea. I said, I know what I want to do, and I got some, you know, I got some notes down, and I kind of got a pretty good idea. And she said, well, I've got a pretty good idea for one. She said, let me tell you about it. And so we're all sitting down eating dinner, and the kids are there, and we're sitting there. And so she commenced to tell me about this Devo. And so she goes into it, and we're all paying attention, and it's pretty good, right? So we're getting into it, and she's continuing to tell me about it, and I'm like, I like this. You know, this could be a good one, right? And so I could use that. And then it's got good real-world, everyday application to it, and then you combine the spiritual aspects of it just like a Devo is supposed to, right? And I'm thinking, all right, this will work. I got me a, this is better than mine was. Then I get to thinking about it. Well, the kids have already heard it. So you know they're going to tell that Daddy used Mama's Devo. And so I was like, well, that'd be okay because it would be funny like y'all just kind of said it would be. But then I got to thinking, I was like, man, how does that make me feel? Selfish human being, right? I think then it's going to look like that Jeremy's just uncreative. Can't even come up with his own Devos. Unoriginal. His wife does all his work for him. And so I get apprehensive. And I think, I can't do that. I can't use her Devo because then the kids are going to tell and I'm going to be thinking, you know, everybody thinks Jeremy can't even come up with something original. So if you want to hear Ashley's Devo, you're going to have to ask her about it. Or y'all going to have to make her do something at a ladies' day or something, right? So she's got a good Devo. But you're not going to hear it tonight from me. You're not going to hear anything original from me tonight. You're not going to hear anything new and flashy and exciting. Because the fact of the matter is that anything that we could pull out of the Bible that's not new. It's probably not exciting to some. You know, I'm willing to even bet that we might not be the first congregation to ever go to a flea market and try to do evangelism. I don't know. But I'm willing to bet maybe somebody somewhere might have tried it before. I'm willing to bet we're not even the first congregation to do a lot of things we've done. Spreading the gospel. Anybody ever tried that before? Is that new? How long has that been around? A little good little while. You know, when I think about copying folks and I think about imitating folks, I thought about what's in Ecclesiastes. There's nothing new under the sun. We study that here. There's no new grand idea. We're imitators. But we already knew that, didn't we? What's Paul tell us in Corinthians? He says to be an imitator. He says to copy him. Do exactly what he's doing. And why is that? Because he was doing exactly what Christ was doing. Amen. And that's all we're supposed to be doing now. Is copying exactly what Christ was doing. You know, a lot of us and most all of us have copied and done exactly the same thing those Christians did in Acts, in the second chapter of Acts. A lot of us have already done that. Is that anything new for us today to obey the gospel plan of salvation? Nope. Was it new 1,000 years after they did it? Nope. Most of us have already done that. We copied what somebody else did. Maybe even some of us as Christians, we copied what Simon the Sorcerer did. You might say, what? Recall the story. Simon the Sorcerer obeyed the gospel. He was no longer Simon the Sorcerer at that point. He was Simon the Christian. What did he do almost immediately after that? He sinned. And what did Peter tell him to do? Peter told him to repent. The same thing we would do. This evening, when you think about imitating people and you think about copying folks, think about those folks in the Bible. Think about those Bible verses we read that tell us to copy folks. We have got a perfect blueprint laid out for us in the Holy Scripture. Amen. All we got to do is copy it and just keep doing it and repeat it. This evening, if you find yourself in a condition where you need to copy somebody that was really, really smart ahead of you, like those Christians we read about in Acts, We're here for you. That's what we're here for. If you want to copy what Simon the Christian did this evening, we're here for that too. If you sin publicly, repent publicly. If you need prayers of the congregation, do exactly what Simon did. Simon went to Peter and said, please pray for me. Please pray for me. That's what we're here for today. If you have any need this evening, please come as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.